There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's a Mike Ganger production, and we have a special guest in the studio. Bradley, tell us who we have in the studio.
I'm not the special guest.
No. Bradley is going to introduce our special guest in the studio.
I'm very excited to welcome to the studio Annie Nolte Henning from Alight is here with us today. And you guys know all about Alight, but she's going to tell us about an amazing program that you can actually... we can all be a part of. First of all, Annie, I haven't seen you in, well, a few months anyway.
Well, it's a happy weird New thing. Year. Yes, yeah. Happy New Year to you, too. I couldn't remember if I saw you 2 years ago or
no, I
two
think we
ago.
Saw each other.
We did.
Yeah, not
We've
too long ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, tell us about the pro. First of all, tell people a little, I know there are still people out there who aren't familiar with Alight. Quickly tell a little bit about Alight and then what your role is at Alight.
Yeah, sure. So Alight is a humanitarian organization. We're formerly the American Refugee Committee, which a lot of people in Minnesota still know us by. And we provide life-saving support to more than 4 million people each year, including shelter, protection, emergency food relief, primary and reproductive health care, clean water, much, much more in more than 20 countries around the world.
That is unbelievable. That is so great. And I know that we have, as a station, helped you guys with the crisis in Ukraine. And we want to still continue to do that and help the people of Ukraine. So tell us about the program that you're doing with these refugees.
Yeah, well, first, just a huge shout out to My Talk for helping raise more than $150,000.
Yes,
that's crazy. That's really, really crazy. So huge shout out to you all. And yes, so Alight works both inside Ukraine, in Poland, and now in the U.S. to provide support to Ukrainians. And a lot of what we are doing now is to welcome Ukrainians who are looking for refuge in the U.S. and mobilizing sponsor groups from everyday Minnesotans who want to help them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So these families are actually arriving in Minnesota, and it's not the first time. Minnesota has Minnesotans have stepped up before to welcome families from all over the world for whatever reason, whatever the crisis around the world, from places like Afghanistan, and Alight has worked with those families. When did the families from Ukraine actually start arriving in Minnesota?
So people started arriving from Ukraine several months ago now. I mean, some were right after the war began. And all Ukrainians have to come here through sponsorship. And so many Ukrainians that already lived in Minnesota or Ukrainian diaspora stepped up to support family and friends immediately. They were the first sponsors. And there are so many Ukrainian families that are in line to sponsor. Now it is taking the rest of us to really come together, form sponsor groups, and provide support. And to your point, Bradley, yeah, Minnesota's one of the most welcoming states in the U.S. I mean, just in the past year, the U.S. has seen 80,000 Afghans arrive to the U.S. Now, as of today, I think 125,000 Ukrainians. So Minnesota has been one of the most welcoming states. And I think, you know, it's a true testament to what sponsorship is with the Somali community here and the Hmong community. I mean, we see how they've enriched our state. And so really looking forward to seeing the same with the Afghan and Ukrainian communities.
Fantastic. So this is what this is all about. This is about finding people who are willing and groups who are willing to sponsor these families. So how does someone go about doing that?
Yeah, so we are helping people form sponsor groups, whether it's their neighbors, their own family, their faith circles, whatever it is, colleagues, you too could form a sponsor group.
That's right.
Going to really put you on spot on there.
Absolutely.
And so all we need people to do is raise their hand and show they're interested. And Alight is then connecting them to a dedicated guide who walks through the process with them step by step, because we know this is brand new for everyone. And so our dedicated guides, who are also Ukrainian, they have lived experience. They share the same language. They know what it feels like to both be a Ukrainian looking for support, but also to be a sponsor. And they really walk people through that process and provide training to make sure that sponsors feel like they can give the adequate support needed to these families.
Wow.
So can I ask, and just if you guys are just joining us, we're talking to Annie from Alight about this program that's welcoming Ukrainian families to Minnesota and how to set up sponsor groups. Can I ask some like nuts and bolts questions? Because I'm sure there are listeners out there who are like,
I want to do this.
Yeah. Right? Does this cost money? Is this a time commit? Like, what's the time commitment that people have to commit to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's just touch on the money part first. Yeah. There is a financial portion that goes towards temporary housing of the majority, right? So we have found best practice to be around $5,000 to support a family. And like I said, that goes towards putting them in an apartment, an Airbnb. A lot of people are staying in groups' homes until they have a permanent house. But it's also about like getting kids enrolled in schools, making sure that families get set up with health insurance and public benefits, building connections to help them find jobs, getting them in ESL classes. So it's really all of those things we probably all take for granted, but that help them take that first step forward and settling into a brand new place.
And how much of that, all of those nuts and bolts things, as Bradley said, would the sponsors be responsible for?
Yeah, so the reason we tell sponsors to form a group is because we really do believe, I mean,
people start a new life.
They are, and it really does take a village in this case. And so we are we tell people to form a group so that they can divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. One person might know more about the public school system, one might know more about Metro Transit, and so everyone can take a piece of it and really be able to divide out the responsibilities. And so I think in terms of time commitment, it's a pretty hands-on relationship for the first few months. And then after that, it becomes more of like an advocate or a neighbor. You know, you think of the first time it snows and you need to find out what a snow emergency is or where do I get a shovel? You can call your sponsor and find out what it's like in Minnesota in the winter, unfortunately.
Yeah. And we're all finding out right now.
Right. Wow.
Can you talk a little bit about, like, I know the families have already been arriving. Have you just give us a sense of what the experience has been like? I imagine you've heard some anecdotes and stories from those who've already participated.
Yeah. So it is the ultimate like neighborly act, right? And I will say that every sponsor group who has had their family arrive and settle in, the sponsor group says we are getting so much more out of this experience than they are. And it's just been so meaningful for sponsor groups to be able to share this with their family, with their friends. Every sponsor group I know had the family, the newcomer family, at their Thanksgiving or Christmas table this year.
Oh my gosh.
You're building a lifelong relationship. Yep. And so I think that beyond just being this like really meaningful way to engage and feel like you can support something that you see in the headlines every day, it's also about just for Alight, it's also about just really making sure that these sponsor groups have that on-call support from us. And so that's why we're working really hard to give that training. Mm-hmm. We do weekly Q&A sessions. We're connecting sponsor groups together. We keep having events where sponsor groups bring the newcomer families and everyone can meet one another just to make sure it really does feel like a community. Anecdotally, one of our like what I call super sponsor, because he's always out there helping us mobilize more sponsors, said that it's been an incredible experience for him, but also called Alight his water wings because it was new to them.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
One's ever done sponsorship before. So it was really great to hear and a testament to how hard our teams are working.
And I can tell you just, having, the relationship with Alight that I've had over the years is Alight is just that water wings is like the perfect way to put it. Because you're not doing the work per se. I mean, you guys are doing a lot of the work to build the infrastructure to help people then do the thing they can do best. And so that's, if there are people out there listening thinking, I'm not quite sure. I guarantee if you interact and connect with Alight, and hopefully you'll tell us how they can do that, they will have the confidence to, provide what they can. And that will be enough in conjunction with the work Alight is doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people want to do it individually. We can match them with other sponsor groups. But But exactly what you said, Brad, our customer is the refugee or displaced people. But in this case, we realize this is an unprecedented moment in U.S. history. It really is going to take all of us to welcome the amount of newcomers that are looking for refuge and support and freedom. And so by us supporting the sponsor groups, we know that we are then setting the refugee family up for success. So it's been really, really rewarding and been really cool to see so many community members step up and have this really meaningful experience themselves.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I know from my own experience of having hands-on work with a charity group or an organization where you're doing something with, you know, it's not just writing a check, that it can change your entire perspective on your own life. I had depression, and once I started doing things for other people, it really helped me get out of that. And I can't say enough about doing work like this. It's just, and also the example it gives to your children is you cannot pay for that. I mean, it just raises humans who care about others.
Absolutely. So we've seen so many families match with Ukrainian families who have children of the same age. And yeah, you can't learn that in school, right?
No.
And just both the doing service and giving service of others, and then also just expanding your horizons and understanding what other families are going through in the world. It's truly really meaningful, and it feels good for a light to be able to mobilize everyday Minnesotans to want to do this work and to actually be able to have a hands-on experience like this rather than, you know,
writing a check.
Yeah. I will always suggest writing a check, but this is a real hands-on way to support.
Ask your company if they will match your dollars.
For sure.
They want to help. There are a lot of companies who want to do things like this and help their employees.
So for everyone who's now sold and wants to be a part of it, and I know My Talkers, and this is going to create a lot of interest. And we would love, by the way, My Talkers, if you do get involved, like, we want to all connect, because I'd love to amplify their experience as they go on this journey of learning and share it with, you know, the audience who may still be wondering, like, ooh, is this something right for me?
Yeah, we'd love to share their journey on our show.
Absolutely. So how do they get involved? How do they connect with Alight to learn how to be a sponsor group?
Sure. I know. I was just envisioning My Talk sponsor groups all coming together.
Yeah.
So yes, if anyone wants to raise their hand and be matched with other My Talk listeners, that would be really, really cool. So head to wearealight.org to get signed up. We have info sessions weekly that you can learn more and learn all the nuts and bolts of the program. And like I said, most neighborly way to get involved. Mm-hmm. And we really just appreciate the My Talk community for how much you've stepped up for Ukraine.
And if you're thinking, I don't know if I can do that, just go to a meeting. No one's going to commit you to just learn more, you know?
Yeah,
sit on a check it out.
Or sit on a Zoom session, put yourself on mute, contemplate.
Or if you know somebody in your life who you think this would be, you know, a great fit for, who's done work like this or whatever it is, connections are super important as well. So like Annie said, just head to wearealight.org and they'll get the process started from there. And I promise you, it will be probably one of the best experiences of your life, as have everything that I've been able to work with Alight on has been. I was telling her about the experience we had helping set up homes for the Afghan families that were arriving in our state. And you, again, it's just like nuts and bolts things, but you don't realize doing something. Everybody said this already, but just helping takes you outside of yourself and you feel better as a result.
Absolutely. So. And it makes such a huge difference in people settling into a brand new place where they don't know anyone. So thank you so much to all of you.
All right, Annie from Alight, head to wearealight.org. Hope to see you again soon, and we'll stay connected. And Dawn will put up information on the website so they can connect if they didn't have a chance to write anything down.